welcome to the Morning Mix. It's May 3rd. We're here. I'm sitting in for John Wells. It's John Burdick and Christy Dellaway. How's it going?
Thanks for sitting in with me again. It's a fun show to do with you.
Yeah, well, you know, I love being on Fridays with you and letting everybody know about what's going on in town.
Will you do it with me again next week? Because JW will still be on assignment.
He's still on assignment next week. I seriously want to talk to Renee about how I get on assignment for 3 weeks.
Well, you're listening to The Morning Mix, where we always present live local music and events in the Wasatch Back. Today will be another of the same. We're joined in the studio today with our musical guest, Rick Gerber. He is the lead singer of Bad Feather, The Bookends, leader of a cover band, The Nightcaps. He's got a new thing going on. We'll talk to him all about that.
Excellent.
In the upcoming segment. We'll also be talking to Brian Richards of Mountain Town Music, because you know everyone wants to know what the concerts are coming up this summer.
Do we get an insight? Is this the breaking news? Morning Mix will be the place that everybody finds
out. Yes, if you're listening in. Yep. Absolutely.
Or they're podcasting the show, which is available now.
There you go. So there's so much to cover that we'll see what the highlights are that we can fit into our hour. And then we'll talk to John Oswald, who's the owner of The Cabin, and Junior Richard, the general manager, about their new digs. They got some exciting things going on.
It's the Morning Mix here on KPCW. Stay tuned. I'll be right back with Rick.
Support for KPCW comes from Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Pub, located in Park City since 2006. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week with on-site parking, kids' menu, and Squatters and Wasatch beers. Squatters, good for what ails you. Squatters.com.
Hi, this is Don Gomes. I joined the Broadcasters Club because I support the mission and the people of KPCW. It truly reflects the character and the characters of Park City. I had the distinct pleasure of being on air in the mornings here on KPCW, and I still believe nothing that is need be just because it was. I hope you can join us in the Broadcasters Club.
For more information about becoming a Broadcasters Club member, please contact Jennifer at 649-9004, extension 307, or jennifer@kpcw.org. All right, welcome back to the Morning Mix here. It's May 3rd. We are in studio with Mr. Rick Gerber. Thank you so much for joining us.
Always love being here.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you are starting up a band, I guess. Is that right?
Starting a band. My friend Riley McDonald, who's in Shuffle and Advent Horizon, and I do actually a Pink Floyd tribute with him as well, but we've been throwing around the idea of doing a Led Zeppelin acoustic tribute, so I do have the wrong guitar for that.
We're not going to make you play any of those.
Well, I would like to play a Led Zeppelin song to promote that, but yeah, we're going to be playing at the Cabin.
Stick close to that mic so they can hear you.
Oh, yeah. I always got to remember that. But I got to find the date here. It's the May 10th at the New Cabin. We'll be playing an all-acoustic Led Zeppelin tribute all night.
All right, so, May 10th.
Yeah, we're really excited.
Check it out.
Yeah. Do you do that whiny...
What is that song that she's trying to
Immigrant
imitate
song.
Right now? Thank you.
There immigrant song. Of course.
Just
I always do immigrant
down.
Song.
Of course.
I always do immigrant song.
That's a go-to. I mean, that's a staple, right? It's up there with Stairway is the next one, right?
Yeah, we talked about Stairway. We haven't decided on that yet.
Yeah, don't do
You
it.
Don't want the Stairway Denied sign, you know?
Exactly.
There's a sign?
There's a sign.
Wow, she really is.
Never gone.
Wayne's World. And he goes in the guitar store and he's playing the, you know.
Oh, right.
And he's like, Stairway Denied. And there's like a sign. Dude, no Stairway.
Okay, that's good.
It's kind of like when you go to a concert, you're not allowed to, you know, yell out Freebird.
When somebody yells out Freebird, you know what I say?
No.
Here's a Freebird.
Oh.
Could that just become a standard that we can just tell all the people that still don't know to stop doing that?
To stop doing it?
It's going to go along. It's going to go along with the stay right except to pass on 224, which I think that's disappeared too. I want to remind everyone, stay right, stay in the right lane unless you're passing.
Yeah.
Along with... Do not yell Freebird.
Yeah, don't yell Freebird, people.
All right.
Please.
Don't do it.
It's a public service announcement from me and John.
Resist the urge.
Anyway,
let's get back to
Drunk
some
Uncle
real
will
stuff.
Always do it. And he's always going to do it, but...
Okay.
The drunk uncle has a pass. We let him do it.
Okay. As long as we get one person, so you don't have to do
There's always a drunk uncle at my show, so.
Nice.
Yeah, all right. Anyway. Well, so tell us about what else is going on. What do you got?
You know, I we talked about my book last time, I think, and
well, remind
you
people.
CD, you had a CD that you released.
I just released Downtown Love Note Massacre, and I've been working on a new album, a duet record. I've been doing with like Michelle Moonshine and the great like female artists of
people locals.
Yeah. I've been working on that, and
Michelle's been on the show a few times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's great. Yeah, Michelle is great. Yeah, so she's singing on one of my songs, and just tons of like girls that I, you know, have always coveted as singers and songwriters. So.
Right. Well, let's get into it. Let's get a song for.
Let's hear what this guy's all about.
That's exactly.
I didn't really know what I wanted to play, so I just looked on my notes here, and this is a song I wrote. This is on another lost album that I've never released, but this is a song about Utah. So.
All right, right here on The Morning Mix.
There's a new day, and it's falling on us, falling on us. She found me drowning, cussing, wallowing in Salt Lake. I tell you, this girl is quite a fuss. Now that we found each other, they ain't got nothing on us. Nothing on us, nothing on us. Yeah, snow is falling from some unknown source. Lovers and dreamers calling out for more. Not one single know-it-all knows what's in store. From the Wasatch Mountains, far on down to the San Francisco shore. Once upon a time there was music and laughing in the air. Laughing music, music laughing everywhere. Now the shops are closed and the streets are bare. I made a run, run, run for the money, two for the show. 3 I wasn't ready, I could use 4 more. Well, I settle for your sugar, but I put for your honey. And then you tell me I was never really that funny. Seems like sarcasm's always 2020. From the Wasatch Mountains, far on down to the San Francisco shore. And it's only a wavelength wave. Well, it is only a wavelength wave. Now the moon is acting cool again, dressing her up in the loveliest threads. With a night like that shining on her face, we'll put any man in his place. All the modern vampires are out for blood. Soft dendrites are falling like bathroom suds. Washing, washing the hemisphere from above. Hey Henry, have you heard the headline news? It's such a drag, pretty politicians all dressed up in drag. Such a drag, just when you think there's nothing wrong with that. From the Wasatch Mountains, far on down to the San Francisco shore. And it's only a wavelength wave. Well, and it's only wavelength wave. Did you throw up your hands and tell us that you're through? Your mind wanders back to that dance in 92. Oh, how you wish your kips had listened, took a chance. Looking for soul food in an empty chest. And you'll wait the heartbeat in your chest. From the Wasatch Mountain, far on down to the San Francisco shore. And it's only a wavelength wave. Well, seems like it's only a wavelength wave. Oh, no, it's only a wavelength wave.
Oui. As a final push to raise funds for our capital campaign for expansion across the street, the Park City Follies at the Egyptian Theater has cabaret tables and balconies available at a premium for your group. Fully tax deductible and come with other great perks, or join the Faro Club to access front of the house seating. Again, the Park City Follies is sold out for general seating, so call the box office for details on how to get in to see this amazing show and help us build our new theater space. 649-9371. Egyptian Theater is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
KPCW delivers local news to you every day, like a season wrap-up by Deer Valley's marketing director, who clears up rumors about resort operations. Plus, talk about a tunnel connecting Wasatch Ski Resorts is back, and Summit County leaders aren't happy about it. And Heber Valley's proposed parkway moves forward thanks to new money from UDOT and lots of input from residents. For more on these stories, go to kpcw.org or go to your mobile phone through the KPCW app.
All right, welcome back to the Morning Mix. I'm John Burdick, sitting for John Wells and Christy Dillaway. Joining us in the studio, Mr. Brian Richards.
Hey,
I'm so glad you
could
be here. How's it been?
Thanks for having me. I'm great. Thank you.
Hey. Executive Director, Mountain Town Music.
All right.
If anyone doesn't know, the Community Conductor, is that what you are?
Musical Matters.
Is that, okay.
Community Conductor of Musical Matters?
Yes.
That's on your card?
That's the official title.
Okay, I like it.
You need the drums. What's this thing called? The drum major.
Randy told me when I took the job that I had to come up with really, really cool title, because I think he was the first chair.
Yes, he was.
He was the first chair.
First
and he
chair.
Said, you can't just be the executive director. Like, right. You got to have some flavor.
Some kind of musical reference to your title.
Exactly. And so we came up with Community Conductor of Musical Matters.
I like it.
Perfect.
Yes.
So like the I saw this the schedule.
What's your title?
He's not on mic.
He's not on mic. So whatever he comes up with, that's what he'll hear.
He's communicating with blinks and twitches on his face.
And
it's all more
strumming.
Scary.
Yes, strum. Strum master strum.
The concert schedule for the Canyons Village is out.
It is, yes.
And so
for all of the summer.
For
but,
all
yes.
of everywhere? All
everywhere.
Of everywhere.
All over the place. All over Summit County.
Do you wow. just breathe a sigh of relief when you hit that publish?
Yes. yes. We're ready to go. It means, you know, full speed ahead.
Do you have a Brian Richards mud season anymore?
There is no such thing as a Brian Richards mud season, no.
No.
That doesn't exist.
But I was hoping that maybe you would get a little bit of time in between your winter stuff and your summer stuff.
Yeah, it's
no.
definitely become a lot crazier. You know, it just seems like it's this sort of machine now.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, it's fun, don't get me wrong.
But and it's well-oiled now,
it's
right?
It's well-oiled, but there's a lot of moving parts to it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we've grown so much over the course of the last 10 years. That it's definitely it's a lot of work.
So, like when you started, you had what, maybe two stages to program, and now
yeah,
how many do you have?
I think when Randy started, yeah, there was a stage down at the town lift.
Yep, I remember that.
You know, he had a stage, and then he had a stage at what was La Casita, which is now
right. Or what was the place
Vinto.
Before that? It's Vinto. Yeah, there's
yeah,
one
that,
stage.
I remember
there.
That stage.
Dynamite Doms.
That was it. Dynamite Doms. I remember now. Yep. For all you old school Park City
yep.
people, I'm
and,
sure that
you know. And then
back
the
memories.
Added one in Peoa, and the added one out at Quarry Village, right. And it's kind of slowly grown from there. But yeah, it started out with, you know, two or three stages within the, you know, the Park City limits, and then it's, you know, grown obviously exponentially since then.
Wow.
Can
awesome.
You name all the stages right now?
It doesn't.
Can I name all the stages?
I know
do
you
this.
Can.
That
but
don't make
yeah.
them do this.
I can
that's always like that's like introduce a room full of your friends.
This is how
I
you
can
name them.
Stages.
Go
I
to.
You know, it's really hard to lock in dates and times. I have so many of those going through my head. I can tell you stages though.
Just
sure.
go to mountaintownmusic.com, right?
Org.
Org. Sorry, you're an that's organization.
We are an org.
Sorry.
And parkcitylivemusic.com.
Yes.
That's where I go all the time. To
see,
find
I go
out
to Mountaintown Music.
Well, that's all of those events, but on Park City Live Music, other music venues can plug in there. Events
oh,
there too.
Okay.
So any music venue who is not doing that, please let me give a shout out to you.
Yeah,
please
call the Morning
do
Mix.
That.
Yeah,
consolidate.
Super easy.
Yep.
Yeah, consolidate. You can just list it all there because that's where I pull from all the time.
And you
anyway.
Hear it here on the show. Anyway, can you give any surprises away yet? Or
I don't know. Surprises, is it a surprise?
Yeah, no.
There's just going to be good music.
Okay,
there's no surprise.
That's the surprise.
All right, so let's
right?
let's do a rundown. So Wednesday yeah. night is the concert series at Deer Valley.
Wednesday night, yep.
Which KPCW sponsors.
Yes, we're yep. out there. I'll probably be announcing at least a couple
Thursday
times.
Thursday night, we're at the Canyon starting in July.
Okay.
And we're also at the Great Lawn at the Joria Center in
Ooh.
June, starting in June.
Okay.
On Thursdays?
On Thursdays, okay. yep. Friday nights, we're in Peoa.
Okay.
At Wooden Shoe Park?
Wooden Shoe Park, yep. My favorite stage of them all.
All right.
Such
Let's see if we can get some
quiet and chill.
Pioa, right? Yeah.
I haven't done it in years, but I love it.
Oh, we got to get you there, man. I know he's been bugging me. He's been sending me text messages. I haven't
During the show right now.
I can feel him staring in the back of my head.
You just stay on him?
You're not on mic.
And then Saturday, we're Miners Park, Park City Mountain Base Village, and Canyons Village.
On Saturdays?
Yes.
Is that all at the same time or different times?
Kind of all different times, like Miners Park.
So you could go on a Mountain Town music tour.
You can. Miners Park is 1:30 and 3:30. Park City Mountains, 4 o'clock. Canyons Village is 6.
Oh, there you go.
I think
you
we'll put together punch
you could,
cards.
You can make a
people.
Drinking game
exactly.
if you want.
Exactly. I think so.
Punch cards.
Punch cards. We always
loyalty cards.
Loyalty
yeah.
cards for the
Were
Mountain Town music right. tour.
And then Sunday, Park City Sunday Market.
Yes.
Billy Blanco's, I think, is making a comeback this year. I haven't finalized that quite yet, but I there's some really strong forward momentum in that favor.
Shouts out at Quarry Village.
And then Monday, we're at City Park for Noches de Verano, the first five Mondays. And then the second five Mondays, we partner with Beethoven Festival to do chamber music in City Park.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Tuesdays off.
Tuesdays.
You sleep
off.
On Tuesdays? That's the only
Tuesdays
that's the
we,
only day that
Tuesdays
you're...
we ride bikes and we go hiking and we take Victor swimming and
oh wow.
enjoy life.
Oh well, then
enjoy
there you
what
go.
The summer
so whatever you
offer.
Do don't text you on a Tuesday.
Yeah, stay yeah.
stay away.
That goes for you too, Rick.
Tuesday,
yeah.
Because
he's texting you right now from the studio and he's sitting two chairs away from you. All right. And then are we going to talk about the opening?
Well, we just said Brian can't pull up dates and times, but you've got it. You've got it. What do you got?
So you want to know when it kicks off? The summer actually kicks off.
Because honestly, it doesn't matter what the weather is. Summer doesn't kick off until the music starts.
It kicks off.
Don't
the,
you think?
It kicks
okay.
off.
I feel like the music,
like
the summer
kind of
starts until
everything.
The music starts.
Our summer kicks off with the Park City Sunday Market on June 2nd.
June 2nd. So
yes.
that's a hard start.
That's kind of when all the music starts for us. That's our first date of the summer. And then sort of the official Mountain Town music calendar starts June 7th in Pioa.
Gotcha.
And so...
nice.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. That sounds awesome.
And the first Wednesday concert sponsored by KPCW.
June 19th. And it's 19th. Mud Puddles... I think it's their 25th anniversary.
I'm gonna guess 25.
That sounds about. I've been here for 20 years, and I've been hearing them for 20
right.
years.
Yeah, so they're kicking off the series. They're celebrating their sort of 25th year as a band.
Nice.
And so that'll be super fun. Like really cool local flavor and great way to kick off the Deer Valley concert series.
The first one's always packed.
Right.
Everyone's just like, oh,
and then you
down.
See everybody you know out there, and you're, you know, oh my god,
I'm always there,
and
the grounds crew is kicking us out.
I mean, that's
we're
the
still
cool,
there talking, and they're like,
the cool
can
thing
you
about
move
summer,
on?
You see people that have just been kind of
like, either skiing all the time,
or
like,
you
see
them in a helmet and goggles, you don't recognize them when they're cruising by you.
How many times have you sat on a chairlift and you, it's like your neighbor, and you never even knew because you couldn't tell that they look like under all that ski stuff. All right, well, we're going to honor an underwriter, and we will be right back here on The Morning Mix. Thanks for tuning in.
Matt here from San Francisco Design, supporting our local radio station, KPCW. Since 1990, San Francisco Design offers interior design and a mix of European and mountain contemporary home furnishings with store locations in Salt Lake City and Park City on Bonanza Drive. On the web at sanfrandesign.com, San Francisco Design. Love your home.
Randy Barton with The Local View. It's 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. You should tune in. We are relentless Monday through Friday without exception. Well, other than pledge drive. Come on, we need a break once in a while to raise funds. But we're here every afternoon with all of the segments you need. Local news, national news, international headlines, tidbits of information that you can't live without. You'll be completely localized, privatized, and sent off to fit in Summit and Wasatch County.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. Brian had to run off to a gig. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, but we're back. Get some sleep. That schedule just sounds brutal.
Well, it hasn't even started yet, you know? Right.
I've never seen him stop.
Yeah. Well, we're back in the studio with Rick Gerber, who is our musical guest for the hour. He is the lead singer of Bad Feather, the lead singer of The Bookends, the leader of the cover band The Nightcaps, and he's doing this new Led Zeppelin tribute band show. It needs a name.
So we're going to ask the listeners out there to submit a name, either to Christy here.
They should go straight to Rick.
They go straight to you. What's your contact?
You can email me at rickgerbermusicology.com or you can message me on Facebook, Rick Gerber. If you have any good names, I want to make it good. Led Zeppelin.
So it needs to be like real Led Zeppelin referential.
Yeah. I mean, I've got some good ones. Lead Poisoning. Led Zepp again, the Battle of Furthermore. I think Junior's was Valhalla and Mordor. There's a lot to be had. I'm just waiting. I've been asking people. But yeah, if you all want to help me out there, I know there's a lot of lead heads out there.
Yeah, definitely. Let's get a good name. So
contest. What would they win?
Yeah, could they win front row seats to your show?
Riley and I will both give them one of our albums if they come to our show.
Ooh, free CDs. I like that.
Free
and
CDs
stickers.
Free.
Whatever's in our merch box at the time.
Whatever. It's there you go. The mystery merch box present. I love it. So perfect. Let's get some lead out here.
Yeah,
this is on the Morning Mix.
I think it's the first time I've ever played a cover on this show, so here we go. You'll be hearing this on May 10th at the New Cabin. Time of my loving, second season I am to know. Isn't hard to feel me growing, so little warmth I've felt before. Isn't hard to feel me glowing. I watch the fire that grew so low. This is the summer of my smile. Flee from me, keepers of the gloom. Speak to me only with your eyes. I give to you on this tune. It ain't so hard to recognize. Oh, these things are clear to all from time to time. My smiles flee from me, all that is known. Speak to me only with your eyes. I give to you this tune to sing. It is
confused and hard to recognize. Oh, it's clear from time to time. My winter, I never thought it would go. I cursed the gloom that set upon us, but it's love, I love you so. These are the seasons of emotion, like the winds, they rise and fall. This is the wonder of devotion. I see the torch we all must hold. This is the mystery of the aquarium. Upon us all, little rain must fall. Just a little rain, oh rain.
If you're listening and wondering what that is, that's Rick Gerber playing his soon-to-be-named Led Zeppelin tribute.
Well, you're going to name it for him.
Yeah, send those names in.
All right. Should we get into what's going on this weekend?
Let's talk about it.
Well, there's the music, so you know what's coming, people.
Well, the first ever Latin Dance Festival in Park City is this weekend at the Doubletree Hotel. Their Facebook event page shows over 1,000 people have liked the post, so it seems likely that they're going to have good traction for their first year. The tickets and information can be found at UtahLatinDanceFestival.com.
All right, and Soldier Hollow in Midway is hosting a bike, it's a bike festival, actually, today through Sunday. It's an event for all ages with demos, racing, and other festivities, main events, and time trial. You got that going on. You got a short track, you got cross country, marathon stage, plus junior skills and a biathlon event.
The Spring Contra Dance returns to Rockport Old Church in Wanship, and this might need a little explaining. It's a pioneer era community dance in the restored Rockport Old Church. There's teaching workshop at 7:30 p.m., dancing from 8 to 10. All dances will be taught, and no partner is needed. There's live music by Loose Shoes, and The Calling is by Rob Snow. Tickets and information can be found at rockportdance@allwest.net.
And the Wasatch High School Drama Department is putting on their production of Singing in the Rain tonight and tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Tickets and information, their link is gohebervalley.org.
Also in Heber tonight, you can check out the food trucks by firelight in front of City Hall, which is right near the Timpanogos Valley Theater, where you can see The Music Band, which is on stage this weekend and next. Their shows are Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays.
And Park City Follies, I've been having fun with this, is through the weekend at the Egyptian. Final show is this Sunday. This show is called The Last Straw, A Biodegradable Follies. Everybody's been loving it, so get out here. If you haven't gotten your tickets, just call Amber at the box office. Get on the wait list.
So what's it like on Sunday night after the show? Could you tell us? The backstage scene?
It used to get a lot worse than it. I mean, I'm dealing... I'm hanging out with my pregnant wife, and so we haven't gotten as crazy this year as we normally do.
But I think the Sunday show is always a fun one to attend.
Yes, the Sunday
one last time.
By Sunday, we should have it. I mean, we got it memorized by then. By Sunday, we'll have all the right lines. So if you've been holding out, they do give up whatever seats are available right at the last minute. So. Put your name on a wait list so people can still check it out. Exactly.
PC Reads is holding an event called Gin and Phonics. I mean, it's something for everyone.
Gin and Phonics.
So you read and drink gin at the same time? It's at the Rockwell Room tonight from 6 to 9. And they're honoring Julie Hastings as this year's Elevating Literacy Award recipient. The event also features a silent auction, specialty cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, and live music.
All right. And then you got Park City Film is showing Gloria Bell tonight and tomorrow at 8 p.m. at the Jim Santee Auditorium and 6 p.m. on Sunday.
Some options for live music tonight in and around town. Los Hell Caminos are at the Spur, and it's Locals Night Karaoke at Flanagan's.
Oh, wow. You might see us there tonight. everybody in the Follies loves karaoke. So.
What's on for tomorrow, John?
Tomorrow, you got to get up early for the Young Riders Bike Swap taking place at the Yard Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday from 11 to 3. You can have a bike or bike equipment to see. Drop it off at the Yard today between 12.
Oh, sorry. That was supposed to be to sell. Sorry. If you have anything to sell, drop it off at the Yard.
Got it.
Typo.
Got it. That's fine. I'm just reading what you printed for me. All right. The line for sale forms early for the best selection. All proceeds benefit Young Riders, a local nonprofit organization. So you can find out more information about them and the sale at youngriders.com.
And the most exciting 2 minutes in history will take place tomorrow with the running of the Kentucky Derby. Race time is 2:50 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. In celebration of this, High West is holding their annual Derby Day party from 2 to 6 p.m. with food, music, and of course, mint juleps.
Yes.
They ask you to dress in your best Derby Day attire to win the best outfit contest.
Yeah, the Burdick family has been a huge supporter of Derby Day parties. Kathleen throws parties every year, and the hats are always one thing to be
I made mint juleps once at a pre-party for the demolition derby in Heber.
Really? I made them as a pre-cocktail to my wedding, which was my dad's recipe.
Very
and a couple people didn't make it through the wedding because of the mint juleps.
They go down sweet.
Yes. All right, what do we got? What else is going on?
Park City Library and Park City Film are offering a free screening at 4 p.m. of their Books to Movies series with Wonderstruck. It's not only a free film, but there's also free popcorn.
Free.
And you don't even have to read the book.
That's our favorite word here on Morning Mix. All right, for live music tonight, Donner Pass and DJ Jayski at the Spur.
Sunday, it's Cinco de Mayo. What's your Cinco de Mayo celebration?
I'll be on stage at the Egyptian Theater.
There you go.
I'll be celebrating by not drinking tequila, or just for you, the listening audience, I will will not be really... I'll bring out a poncho in one of my costumes and one of my changes.
Okay.
I'll bring out a poncho.
There you go.
Or maybe a sombrero.
The Cabin will be celebrating Cinco de Mayo and the anniversary of the opening of The Cabin on Lower Main with a party at their brand new location at 427 Main Street. And we're going to hear more about this from Junior Richard and John Oswald in the next segment.
Yep, they're coming in studio, so definitely stay tuned for that. Lululemon is hosting a 5K community room followed by refreshments with lime. Oink, oink. Nudge, nudge. Know what I mean. All right, click them on Facebook to register and get more information.
And Hilltop Gospel Choir, along with Remnant Choir and Voices of Barak, are giving a free gospel concert titled What a Time at the Park City Community Church, Sunday on Highway 224 at 6 p.m. And in the concert calendar, today is the day that Snow Basin announces their schedule for the whole summer for their Sunday Blues and Brews series.
Did you get over to Snow Basin at all this season?
To ski? I did not.
I did not either.
But I go a lot in the summer. I really enjoy the Blues and Brews.
Okay.
So they have three bands every Sunday, And they start at noon, and the last band goes on at 4, so 4 to 6. So you can go over, a lot of people I know go over on their motorcycles, or it's a really pretty drive in that direction, takes just over an hour. And if you go a little bit early, you can take the gondola up and go for a hike, or just enjoy time on the lawn. They have this enormous plates of barbecue food that they sell. Wow. And all sorts of Utah brewers with their various beers to taste. For 21 and up, of course.
Of course.
And so, yeah, then they have three bands. The first band will be a Utah local band. And then they go to a touring act and then the headline touring act. And, yeah, it's all free.
Okay.
Yeah.
Check it out.
You just bring some water. So their schedule just got announced today. I'll tell you some of the highlights. I love Chris Jacobs. He's a guitar player, soulful Americana. He's playing June 30th. Andy Frasco in the UN, they're playing June 23rd. If you've seen Andy before, you know that that's super fun mayhem show. And he before him is Wild Adriatic. He's been touring with them for a while. So I know they have a really good symbiotic nest to their shows. They've got Keller Williams on, Dirty Revival, Reckless Kelly.
Wait, they have Keller Williams on?
Yeah, he's headlining on July 21st.
Okay, so that's the name of my character in the show tonight.
Keller Williams?
Yes.
Well, somebody who wrote that show knows that. Let's
it's
see.
It's also
opening
a realtor in town, isn't it?
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
What else? Jeff Crosby and the Refugees will be opening for Naughty Professor on their opening show. So their first weekend is Sunday, June 9th.
Okay.
So you definitely feel like summer's on, like I said, when the music starts.
It's not going to be snowing on that.
That's true, right?
Right.
Let's see, who else are big names? So Jellybread, North Mississippi All-Stars are playing on Memorial Weekend. Or not Memorial, what's that? Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day, the end of the summer.
The end of the summer, I know. I don't even want to think
about that. Yeah, let's start with their kickoff one. Let's not get to the end of the summer.
Yeah, don't think
yet.
About the end. I hate
don't even
but I'm
start
filling
with the end.
Out calendars and it's all June. I just think, oh, it's like a world of opportunities. And then you get to September, you're like, oh,
where'd it go?
Oh.
Where'd it happen?
Yeah. So, you can check that out online at snowbasin.com and see what other things that they have going on. And then the Snowbird has started to announce their Cool Air concert series calendar. They have a few of those filled out, and I'm sure those are coming any day now.
Well, then stay tuned here on a future Morning Mix, maybe even next week. You think it'll be that quick?
To be able to announce us, probably.
Okay, cool.
Everything's coming.
So we're going to tease next week's show because I will be
always listen next week.
Exactly. Always next week. And that's I'm a Chicago Cubs fan. So it's like there's always next year. That's my, been my theme since I was a kid until 2016. We will tune in next week and maybe be able to announce that. Anyway, we'll be right back. So stay tuned here to the Morning Mix. So there's probably a smart speaker in your home. I don't want to say her name because I don't want to turn her on without your permission. I am married after all. Did you know you could ask her to play KPCW? You can listen to great music, news, and information no matter where you are. As long as you have that smart speaker or KPCW app on your phone or your laptop where you can stream us online. KPCW Radio isn't limited by our broadcast signal in Summit and Wasatch County. You can take us wherever you are in the world and listen like a local.
Hi, Dan Dearden here, owner of Just Right Air, sponsor of KPCW programming. Just Right Air has been advising Park City area homeowners to repair, replace, and maintain their heating and air conditioning since 2004. Details at justrightair.com.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix, where we always present live local music and events.
Yep.
In the Wasatch back. We've got some fun news. Because in a few days, The Cabin is opening their new location. Did you know about this, John Burnett?
You know what? I didn't until I showed up this morning for the show.
Well, joining us in the studio is John Oswald, one of the owners of The Cabin, with Junior Richard, the general manager of The Cabin, and they are going to enlighten the listening crowd about what's going on.
This is going to be good information.
New things on Main Street. We always get excited.
I'm so excited.
Yes. Yeah, get up close to that mic so that people can hear
so
you.
I'm so excited.
Yep.
It's good.
You're excited, I'm sure. Have you been building
been
this
good.
Thing? Yeah.
It's been really, it's been a fun march into the middle of Main Street.
Ouch.
So, yeah.
Exciting. Very exciting to be up in the middle of Maine, for sure.
So the location is right across from the post office, right? Right up from...
Correct. Yeah. If you're looking at Park City Live, you just... It's right to the left of Park City Live. We're taking the street level location, and below it, which was called the Old Monkey Bar, if
yes.
I recall.
Before that, it was Emma's Cafe. It was a dog's
salmon.
Name cafe. What was
Jam
it?
And salmon.
Yeah. Jam and salmon. It's been a bunch of things over the years.
And what's interesting about it, so when I looked at the space, 6 months ago now, when they told me it was called the Monkey Bar, it was kind of interesting because I used to own a company called Paul Frank, and our main kind of character or mascot of it was a monkey.
It's like fate. Did that make you feel like, oh my God, this is my spot? Other than the great location.
Yeah, it did. It felt like home. And then the space felt right. I mean, the way it laid out. For what we do, if all the the great acts that we bring in, I thought it just fit. It immediately felt right, so I said, let's do it.
And then I also have a long history in the building, working at the when it was Harry O's.
Oh yeah.
And then I worked in all those spaces during Sundance and all that.
So. Oh cool.
Okay, so on Sunday, which is Cinco de Mayo, and the anniversary of the opening of the original cabin. The celebration party is going to be at the new location. That's right.
We're scrambling right now to be open the next 2 days, but we're going to make it happen. It'll be awesome. And it is the anniversary. So when the cabin basically was born 5 years ago on May 5th.
Wow.
So we thought it was perfect.
So you thought it was a good idea to open on Cinco de Mayo the first time, that you didn't get enough pain involved that way, and now you decided to do it the exact same day.
Yeah, you know, why not?
You couldn't have picked like another like May 4th or something that wasn't such a big drinking holiday.
Well, we are a bar. So.
Yes, this is a good point. So keep it in somebody's mind. So,
and let's talk about the music that's coming up. So the downstairs level is the new show concert venue, right? Can you talk a little bit about that, Junior?
Yeah, we will continue to be a little bit smaller versus, you know, a bigger room, which 500-600 people.
Intimate.
But still very intimate.
There you go.
One of the cool things about this room is it kind of gets rid of the famous post in the middle of the cabin floor. So everyone loves to talk about that. But this is a longer room where you a great view and vantage point from everywhere. We've expanded the part of the building where now there's a VIP section that's, I mean, directly on stage. I mean, it feels like you're standing on stage. And when we get the big level talent in there, it's going to feel really cool. It's going to be, you're going to be, every seat in the place is very close and you get a great view of the show. So,
wow.
And we plan on bringing the same level of talent we've been and maybe even a little bigger. So,
well, that sounds great.
We're excited to announce it.
And do the rooms connect? Like, if you have a ticket for downstairs, can you go upstairs and vice versa? How's that work?
Well, we have the option of having different events up or downstairs or the event being connected together. We have AV that allows the music to be up or downstairs, also the video capabilities of showing a concert upstairs that's going on downstairs, but be able to be upstairs as well.
Well, yeah, and then there's access, of course, with stairs between the two, inside or outside.
Okay,
you can get access in a couple different areas to go to both spaces,
perfect.
But it's great.
Well, back in the Harry O days, they were connected, and then they closed it up when, So did you just reopen that staircase?
So correct. The interior of the memorial building will be opened up, and you'll be able to go up and down.
Nice.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And another cool thing, John, is the kitchen, right? You're adding food to the menu. Day and night?
Yes. Actually, even brunch on Saturdays and Sundays. I have a very close friend that opened up quite a few restaurants in California and actually in other parts of the country and one internationally that he's helping us design the entire menu out and offer something different and unique, more of a California cuisine, but I call it elevated bar food.
Okay. And is that going to go all night with the liquor, or are you going to go past the liquor time? So, I don't know. What's your plan with the menu?
The,
I mean, it's late night.
Yeah, there will be some late night options. We'll be one of the first that pretty much offers that on Main Street.
I'm going to say you're probably one of the only places on Main Street.
Yeah. So we'll have the like you said, the brunch on the weekends and the lunch dinner menu, and then we'll offer a separate
like
a late
like
night
five
menu
things or something on the menu.
Probably go to midnight or 1 o'clock.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. That's great.
How does that affect your liquor license? Does that make it easier if you have food?
It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't?
No, it doesn't because we are
a bar, no matter what.
Bar license, not a restaurant license.
Right,
and so with that, food is just the bonus, I guess.
It's a bonus treat.
There's nothing like getting to order something when you've had a few drinks.
Well, you're thinking you had less than you did, and then all of a sudden it all hits you, and you're like,
an appetizer goes by, and you're like, ooh, yeah, let's get some of that.
There you go. Well, that'll be great. Add to Main Street, and we're excited that you're moving up there, moving on up. Are you going to play the Jeffersons theme song when you when you open?
I have been for months.
Yeah.
And John, maybe you can tell people who don't know about the bar mascot. The Elcupine.
Oh, yes. Al the Elcupine. It is a native animal of Park City. And fortunately, we don't see too many of them anymore. And the one that we do have just died of old age. And we were lucky enough to find him and get him stuffed, I guess, as you say.
Yeah.
And so you can come visit and take pictures with him in the bar. And he'll be in the new location. He'll get moved up carefully.
Carefully,
because it will. The quills are still valid. If you touch it, you'll get quilled, as I guess you'd say.
Wow, that's got to be a term, right? Quilled. No,
I don't know.
I think so. And then also,
I'm all about making up words. We have made up this word right here on the Morning Mix. We have made up quilled. Now we're gonna look it up. Somebody's gonna Google it, right? All right. So, the mascot is just some creation in somebody's garage, or.
No, it's an actual native animal of Park City. It's a story that people really don't know, but they were quite.
I don't know it.
Why is it
they don't know that story, John?
Well, because it was back in the late.
We've been telling it for 5 years.
Yeah, it's late 1800s. They flourished up here in Park City, but then the miners and the discovery of silver and all that kind of hurt their mating season, and they tried to scare away all the miners and so forth, and they started the Great Fire of Park City and burned down 3/4 of the town.
Yep.
But that didn't work, of course, because the miners still stayed, so they couldn't mate anymore, and you just don't see them that much. It's very, very rare, but you can catch a glimpse sometimes when you're mountain biking up in the trails or something. They're hiding in a tree or whatever, but that's about it.
You're going to have to put that story on a plaque somewhere next to the...
Right. Or you can listen to this podcast
right here on kpcw.org. Nice. Anything else you want to tell us about the opening? Are you going to get some sleep after this weekend is done or no?
Probably not. Yeah. But one other thing, we have Elcupine pies. You'll have to come to the cabin to see what that is.
What an Elcupine pie is. I'm intrigued.
All right. Well, Sunday, Cinco de Mayo. It's the opening party. What time does that party start?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Well, thank you guys for being in studio.
Wait, is there a ribbon cutting?
No.
They're just going to open the doors.
So we'll just be opening the upstairs, so that we kind of dubbed the lodge, and then the downstairs, the den, where all the exciting music and stuff will be going on, will be opening up in June. So we'll have a big grand opening party in June.
Looking forward to that.
All right, we'll make sure we let our listeners know about that when it's time to.
Yeah, maybe you guys will come back and let us know your schedule when that goes on here on the Morning Mix.
That would be great.
It'd be a great place to break it to the public, right?
Absolutely.
I always say that. Yeah, so we're going to wrap this up, and thank you guys again for stopping in here so early in the morning. I appreciate it.
Good luck on Sunday.
We've been up early doing construction, so
I was
going
to say, okay, good. Because, I mean, I'm sure you're not sleeping with 2 days to go here. You're just burning the candle.
We got 2 more days, so we got to go.
You can do this.
Yeah.
You can do this. Well, good luck.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to go to an underwriter, and we'll be back. Rick's going to play us out at the end of the show here, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Ethel Preston from KPCW. Part of our mission is to help local nonprofits spread their message throughout the community. If your organization has an event coming up, let us know. Go to our website, kpcw.org, click on the Community tab, then Public Service Announcements. Enter your information, and our volunteer Air Force will spread the word. At KPCW, we're your community bulletin board. Tune in and listen like a local.
Do you love music as much as I do? Hi, I'm Christy Dilloway, music consultant to KPCW and a groupie for Great Grooves. I listen to music all the time, looking for the best new tracks for you, adding them to the KPCW playlist to debut as fresh tracks on Fridays. When you hear a fresh track, let me know. Do you love it? Do you hate it? Should it stay or should it go? Post a comment on the KPCW Radio Facebook page, hashtag fresh tracks, or email Christy at kpcw.org. Together, we'll keep the KPCW playlist fresh.
And welcome back to the Morning Mix.
We want to thank our sponsors, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, San Francisco Design, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties.
All right. And we want to thank Rick Gerber, who's been in our in-studio musical guest this morning. Where can they see you next?
The next show that I will be playing is...
I think you said May 10th, right?
Yeah, I think it's May 10th, in Park City anyway, May 10th at the New Cabin.
All right. You're going to be at the...
Well, this just all ties
It'll
together nicely,
Led
doesn't
Zeppelin,
it?
Well done, Miss Producer.
Acoustic Led Zeppelin tribute with Riley McDonald.
Right. So. That's great. Well, do you have another original tune you can play before we hit NPR here?
I was just... You know, I just go through in my head. This is an old song that never made it on a record. It's an old Ulysses tune, and it's called The Miseducation of My Tired Mind.
Heaven hand the town to give me some sugar. Rascallions in the big house looking for my picture. Heaven sent, who sent, stampeding elephant. Caught on the substrates, it doesn't matter anyway. I don't mind, I keep it in my life. Slipped on a banana peel late last night. Big bass music is pumping on the boulevard like albino crocodiles slipping through the schoolyard. Picasso, Hemingway, sitting on my dashboard as I drive down the freeway, looking for fiascos, pumping some sundials, reading women's smile. Long legs, cracked eggs, but not just for a little while. I can't stand it. Ooh, I can't stand it. Titanium flanks with blanks on roller skates, Indian gurus charming rattlesnakes, bluegrass, green grass, whatever gets you high. Don't step on the fresh stuff, they'll punch you in the eye. Transcendental, don't get sentimental. High flying porcupines, dissing Quasimodo. Quills in a bad spot, like a book with a bad plot. Missiles and catapults bringing down Camelot. Politicians and their little white lies. Truth like water makes your mouth dry. Oceans of fresh roots stacking on the land like soldiers in the desert trying to get a tan. Woo-hoo. I can't stand it. Woo-hoo. I can't stand it. Track 51, track 52. The president's Jones because I ran out of glue. Black case, new days, you're losing all your hippie ways. Blue jeans for khakis to get a job you only hate. Evangelists procreate, virgins love to ball. Working minimum wage in the new strip mall. Sidewalks, new blacks, old laughs, thinking back. Thinking back was a hit when the woods sang, and that's a fact. Making love, making war, don't put me in the center. Forgive me for my instinct, forgive me, I'm a sinner. No one left to vote for, there's nothing on my plate. I'll have a slice of peace, I can't stand the taste of hate, no. I can't stand it. Woo-hoo. I can't stand it. No. Ooh-hoo-hoo. I can't stand it. Never really could, and I never really did, and I never really will.
Here live and local on the Morning Mix. Thank you so much for being
I'm
in studio.
I'm pretty sure the porcupine reappeared there with the quill.
Right.
Yeah, I did say porcupine. I was
it's
like,
such a synchronicity show.
It all ties together.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You're welcome back after we name your band for you, which is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And then we'll have the debut of that right here on the Morning Mix.
Y'all can call.
I love how
anytime.
You're just stacking all my future shows for me.
I'm trying to help you.
So
I'm trying
easy.
To help
Everyone
you.
Everyone just comes back.
Exactly. Everybody keeps coming back.
We want to thank all of our guests today. We had Rick Gerber as our musical guest. Brian Richards from Mountain Town Music was in talking about the summer schedule of those free shows. And John Oswald and Junior Richard from the cabin of their move to 427 Main.
That's awesome. And we just want to thank, if you're just tuning in and you missed the show, you can always
They
just go back to our website, kpcw.org, and download the podcast of the Morning Mix. Actually, you just listen to it live.
On the shows tab and find
Morning
Mix.
But then you can go, if you are a podcaster, you can follow us. Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, wherever you get your podcasts. And just type in KPCW and the Morning Mix will pop up there. And you have been listening to KPCW Park City at 91.7 and 88.1 FM in Summit County, 91.9 FM in Wasatch County. And you can stream us live on kpcw.org and the KPCW app, or just ask for your smart speaker to play KPCW. Hey, Alexa, play KPCW. Hey, thanks for listening. We got NPR next, and then we've got some morning music for you, and it is a Fresh Track Friday, so stay tuned for your first Fresh Track right after NPR. Have a great day.